You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, and we're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, has concluded efforts to trap the black bear involved in a recent attack in Barron County. The sow and the cub involved have not been observed since the attack. The DNR, in partnership with Barron County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Wildlife Services, maintained and monitored a series of five traps and game cameras on the property since the attack occurred in the afternoon of July 12th of 2025. The victim, 69-year-old Karen Fry, was attacked while in the backyard of her rural residence near the town of Comstock. Fry was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. She is recovering in stable condition and doing well. After weeks of round-the-clock surveillance on that property and no additional signs of the sow that was involved, the current options are exhausted. That's according to Randy Johnson, the DNR large carnivore specialist. He went on to say that they have trapped and released two boar, male black bears, two yearling bears, and two sows determined to be unrelated to the incident. And they also collected a dead sow found alongside a roadway about 1.6 miles from the site of the attack. Initial necropsy results are consistent with that of an injury from a vehicle collision, and there is no evidence of it being the same bear that was linked to the attack. Although trapping efforts have ceased, the DNR will continue to monitor the area. Faith leaders in Wisconsin discussed political violence and Christian nationalism at a conference recently. Lisa Hale reports.
Polarization, threats of political violence, Christian nationalism, and the role that faith communities play in democracy were topics of conversation as faith leaders throughout Wisconsin gathered for a panel discussion recently in Oshkosh. Reverend Nee Addo Abraham, the director of campus ministry and associate pastor of Press House at UW-Madison, said anti-Semitism on campus, school shootings at other colleges, and other political violence are hampering the spiritual development of students.
The college students that I work with don't know a world without political violence sort of happening all the time. And not just the violent acts themselves, which we've seen an increase in, but like the legitimization of them through like our politicians speaking in ways that kind of encourage that rhetoric.
Dr. Gerald Mast, professor of communication at Bluffton University and member of the Mennonite Church, fears that the Christian nationalism movement threatens the democracy of our nation.
And it seems to me that in our society specifically, the greatest challenge is coming from Christian nationalism, the linkage between Christian churches and national identity, and then a racial component showing up in much of that, something that we could call white Christian nationalism. And it does seem to me that those of us in Christian churches need to push back against that linkage. In our context, at least, it seems to me that is one of the greatest threats to democracy.
The conference was hosted and organized by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Whitburn Center and the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust. Those organizations work to promote trust in the political system, support for fair, safe, and secure elections, and peaceful engagement.
You can find more news at civicmedia.us.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it, you know, walking people. That's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As fun as superhero and big franchise films can be, it's refreshing when some critically acclaimed films hit the big screen, especially a comedy. The Naked Gun is the much-anticipated remake of the native Wisconsin Zucker Brothers classic. The film stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Without having seen the movie, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it appears for once that Liam Neeson will not kill a bunch of people who mess with his family. But if he does continue the tradition, it should be hilarious. The comedy is pulling an incredibly impressive 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. To clarify, yes, a comedy is actually playing on the big screen this weekend, and critics love it. Savor this moment, people. The Bad Guys 2 follows your favorite felons as they try to reform themselves, but wouldn't you know it, and darn the luck, they get pulled into another caper, but this time by bad girls. I should mention this is a family film. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you at the movies. If you're an actor and only interested in kissing your wife on screen, well, it would help if she's an actress, and a good one. Otherwise, you might miss out on some jobs. Sex and the City and Yellowstone actor Neil McDonough refuses to kiss any woman who is not his wife, even for big bucks. He says sticking to his principles has cost him work and that show business turned on him for a while. The Suits actor says he was fired from a shoot for refusing to do an intimate scene, and after that, he felt like less of a man in terms of who he was, his livelihood, and says he lost his acting swagger. He also says he started to drink. He did, however, eventually make a comeback despite his contractual stipulations. Producer Graham Yost did Neil a solid and cast him in Justified. McDonough told the Nothing Left Unsaid podcast that his wife doesn't even have an issue with him not doing those type of scenes. It's just that he doesn't want to kiss other women. There is something so sweet and yet so strange about that. Although it will most likely be the box office champ again this weekend, Marvel is hoping the Fantastic Four First Steps becomes an actual hit. Sounds funny to say that, even though it made $117 million domestically, but to truly become a summer blockbuster, it will need to have legs. The studio is hoping for a take of $45 to $52 million in its second week. Its challengers are Naked Gun and The Bad Guys 2. The prognosticators say despite good box office expectations for both films, they won't come close to dethroning Fantastic Four. If you're a theater owner or work for the Hollywood studios, it's pretty much good news all the way around when it comes to the 2025 summer box office earnings. According to Deadline, year-to-date numbers are up 13% over the same period last year. Summer 2025 is almost $3 billion ahead of summer 2024, thanks to 4 of this summer's releases having a $100 million plus opening weekend. Keep up the good work, movie fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, will drop down into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.